smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good Friends Charlotte is having their 33rd annual luncheon this year. Woo, woo! It's December the 12th. Now, it starts at 11 a.m. with some coffee and conversations. And then at 11:45 to 1 p.m., you are going to be, if you wear socks, are going to be blown off. Joining us today, it's our new best friends. It's Maren Bingo.
Yay!
Hello. Thank you. She is our amazing communications chair. Also, Sherrod Georges. She is our development committee member.
Okay,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah. I'm on, yes. And welcome to the podcast.
No, we're so glad to be here.
Thank you.
Good Friends needs a podcast.
Right?
Yes. Lots of stories to tell.
We were talking before the show. Wish the mic was going, but not really. We find ourselves in positions in life that it's almost like a Mack truck hit us from behind or either the side or either head on. Things happen in life and you could be living a beautiful life and then somewhere there was a glitch and you need good friends.
Yeah. It's so true. It's like it's the threads work together and then all of a sudden the scissors cut something and it's like the whole piece falls through the cracks. And that's where Good Friends comes in. Mm-hmm. We fill the gaps and we get people trying to go more in a forward direction. And so it's a feel good and it's a win-win for the community.
So you're a 501c3. You're a nonprofit.
We are, and we started in 1987 when four women had a great idea that they would have lunch and raise money for the community. And from that time on, it has been more than a luncheon. It's really started to be a movement towards what do Good Friends do, not only for the community, but what do we as Good Friends do for each other? And so when you say to us, something happens in your life. We know that as women, we all have those things happen when somebody bridges us or carries us to the other side.
And this 1 hour annual luncheon brings in more money than I've ever seen in an hour before in my life. This year, what is it, 500,000?
That's the goal. It's a whole lot of teamwork going on and a whole lot of power amongst really nine generations of women. There are young women there and there are seasoned women in there and all of us in between. But you can feel the power in the room and we're all there for the same cause and we're trying to lift Charlotte up one person at a time.
So how many luncheons is this for you?
Gosh, I'm getting close to 30 myself. How about
wow.
you, Sherrod?
Gosh, I moved to town about 22 years ago. Right before Johnny and I started having kids. And it's become a tradition for me every year. And it really makes the holidays get started in a really kind of meaningful way.
I think what also is fabulous about Good Friends is there are four generation families as well attending the event, where it has become part of their holiday tradition. How do we give back and how do we attend something together where we feel, as Sherrod's saying, that network of women and that fabric of that push behind each of us.
If someone has to leave right now, where should we sign up to go to the luncheon? Where is the luncheon? And I mentioned the hours, we're going to start coffee and conversations at 11 a.m. on December the 12th.
So you can look up goodfriendscharlotte.org. You will have on that front page the chance to sign up for the luncheon. So you want to go ahead and get that done now. It's time to find your friends and get to lunch.
And you'll make new friends there. So if you just want to sign up by yourself, we'll put you with some nice people. But it's grown so much. I just remember it started in a fellowship hall at a church, and it has grown and grown and grown. And I'm thinking we might reach, 1,900 women this year? It's amazing. But now we hold it in the Crown Ballroom uptown.
So the Crown Ballroom at the Charlotte Convention Center.
Yes.
These women are powerful women, but they're very down-to-earth women.
I would definitely call everybody in the room down-to-earth, and we're not focused on ourselves. We're focused on helping others and reaching, lifting others up. Because the stories, that the individual stories, it's not like we do an extreme makeover for one person or one family. We're doing a lot of things for a lot of people. I mean, just for an example, I heard this morning that a man was living in a place. They broke into his home and he was in a wheelchair and they stole his wheelchair. That was the way he, of course, got around and lived his life. And so what else was he to do? He didn't have $400 to replace the wheelchair and get the things that were stolen from him. That wasn't his fault that it happened. It was just a terrible curveball. And so he reached out to good friends, and now he's back in action.
Do we reach out to you, or is it a referral?
It is a referral most of the time. We have over 80 referral partners. That includes crisis assistance and Goodwill. And as you know, every nonprofit has their specific calls or intention. Our intention really is to help people that have come to a financial edge with one small, big gift in their life. And when I say small, big gift, our average gift to a family might be $300. It might be a washer and dryer. It might be a wheelchair, as Sherrod alluded to. It might be compression hose. It might be that one thing that changes your life, but it's big to you because it's the thing that's keeping you from moving forward or from falling in a hole. So we're very focused on our purpose, and that's the reason these 80 partners in town send people specifically our way, because they know that maybe this person doesn't fit into their mission, but it fits into our mission and the power of one small thing, mm-hmm. one small thing to move somebody forward.
And your dream team went out and bought him a wheelchair.
We work with others. We collaborate with other people in the community. And so, you know, we ask for a discount on those things that we're going for. I mean, there's no need to waste any of our community's money. And so we've also worked with Goodwill, and we've gotten computers refurbished for students. Because if you can't afford a computer at home to do your work, I mean, that's just the wave of the future of trying to keep up. Just provided computers to a whole lot of students in town that are really going to have a better leg to stand on.
And then every year at the luncheon, you got to bring some Kleenex.
Can be emotional.
It means so much. I mean, we've changed locks on doors to protect a woman from her abuser. She's trying to raise her kids in a healthy environment, and someone's trying to get at them. And so it's not only means something in their heart, but it means something for them to be able to survive and thrive in life.
What's so interesting to me is you look at the way we're living right now, and you would think it's prosperous around us. And yet the stories that we hear of small incidences that would send you over the edge, you might have a cancer and then you can't afford to pay for portions of your teeth to be fixed from the treatment that you received. Because many times medical bills and medical insurances don't pay for that. We're getting teachers referred to us on the regular basis because there are things that teachers can't do on a teacher's salary. We have health care workers. So we're not talking about folks that aren't going to work and doing a good job. These folks are working people, mm-hmm. and then something happens. If you have these things happen, they can also put you out of work. We serve about 4,500 different cases every year. I think we receive maybe 80 to 100 calls a day.
It's amazing. And I can remember a nursing student, she couldn't read the prescriptions on the bottles. And so she needed glasses. And it just wasn't part of the plan, wasn't part of her budget that she could pay for glasses. Mm-hmm. And so I'm almost 50. I need glasses. And so these unexpected expenses, you know, good friends is there.
Right. Well, I think what people also don't realize is that in order to have funds and distribute funds, you know, you not only need membership. So we do have members that help with administration, and we have a distribution coordinator. We get sponsorships from the community that pay for this lunch. So if you come to the lunch, your lunch is paid for. What that day is about is donating to our community. It is such a powerful hour in our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can, in 1 hour, work towards $500,000, and since 1987, we have reached the $5 million mark, we're a group of women, and we are out there every day thinking, how do we make a difference? And that's what every woman does. She thinks about how to make a difference.
Just amazing to see everybody's working together. And in Charlotte's just a very generous town. I mean, Charlotte, I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Irmo, South Carolina, but I married a Charlotte boy. Amazing when I got here just to feel the energy of giving. And so Good Friends was the first organization I found that I just felt like I could really belong. And I was only 27 years old when I moved here. But you also aren't expected to give a certain amount at the luncheon. You give what you can. It's not like put on the screen how much you give. You give what feels right and how you feel like you're going to make a difference. And so at 27, that was a different number than at 49. Everybody in that room is giving what they can, and they're working together for it. And it really is, it's something.
And then you have a track record with your sponsors.
Oh, my gosh. That we have some angels in our midst. I mean, Wells Fargo is just, I mean, they should have wings at Wells Fargo. They are just such wonderful friends for us. And just the Dowd Foundation has just been exceptional. And
Atrium Health has really come through in many ways. We have had, I think we're at 30 sponsors this year or more. I think we're at 36 actually, and I wish we could just rapid fire all their names out.
Yes.
But we will show them some love on that day, the 12th, and we will show a lot of love for the community. If you have not been before, I would say come.
Yeah.
Get on that website, goodfriendcharlotte.org, and find out how you can be there. It is an hour to hear from some dynamic women. Instead of just telling you about themselves, they're telling you the stories from our community. As you're saying, it's a moment to weep, but it's also a moment to celebrate what we can do together.
And help people soar, because it really is just, it's lifting people up, but in what really happens is that we're lifting ourselves up too, because we're not focused inwardly, we're focused
outwardly.
We're focused out.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was a woman who, there was one of the clients of Good Friends who came by last year.
Joanne Beam. Yes.
Joanne Beam.
Yes.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
And I won't mention the client's
name,
of course. But you helped her overcome so well that she wrote a book.
Oh, my goodness.
So if she's listening now, I still want to interview you about your book.
That's just what's so beautiful. I think when people have been helped, when it was a real pivotal time in their lives, tender, I think that when they do get their stronghold and their footing, I think they want to help others. I think they're paying it forward. So I can remember we helped a young lady that had received this really awesome award in high school, and she had to go to a black tie function. You know, that wasn't in the budget. So we took her shopping. We went to Ross and we went to K&G and we outfitted her, and it was amazing. I mean, she was a beautiful girl, and we didn't spend much at all, but Good Friends sent her off and we were like her little godmothers. And she went to that award ceremony, and guess what? We are all still in touch, and she's a nurse in town. She has a family, beautiful girl. She came to Good Friends luncheon with me a few years ago, and that just still gives me the chills, because I don't think she'll forget that we helped her. Now she's helping others. She works at Atrium Health.
It's contagious.
It is.
It really is. So are our new best friends. Marin Bingo. Also, we have Sherrod Georges with Good Friends Charlotte. We got to put the end Charlotte on there. Good Friends Charlotte. Spirit fingers to everybody.
Spirit fingers.
Thank you.
Spirit fingers
Thank
to
you.
Everybody.
Yes. The good of the world
good
comes
the
back.
World. It does. And when you come to this luncheon, you're going to see, if you like Christmas, if you like the holidays, you're going to be blown away by the decorations.
Oh, the decorations are so fun and lively and sparkly.
I think Santa's there. Is Santa?
Santa's there. And there's usually some good singing and good dancing in the aisles.
Yeah. And then Jane Lockwood, she usually dresses like Mrs. Claus or something.
Yeah.
So it's all a big hoot, but it's so fun. And I think we should also mention, too, the Goodfellas organization's been around 100 years. The fellas started, they had the men's luncheon, and then it was like 33 years ago, we just decided, well, we can do this, too. And so it was Catherine Browning, Alice Folger, Sally Saucy, and Patty Norman. They got themselves together, and they were like, we can do this. And so it's amazing what the men in town do, and the women, and all of us working together in Charlotte is just kind of a beautiful thing.
Go right now. It's goodfriendscharlotte.org. Goodfriendscharlotte.org. I want to thank awesome Maureen and also our amazing Sherrod.
Thank we you. We like you, Francine.
Spirit fingers.
And you have the best hair in town.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.